Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Andrew Sherman's our guest, our good friend. He's an attorney. He's an advocate for you, whether you know it or not. He's written a bunch of books to defend that position, including The Crisis of Disengagement. It's about apathy and complacency and how that hurts your workplace. His books, many of his books are in third, fourth editions, including Mergers and Acquisitions and, of course, his Bible, Franchising and Licensing. Is not even in front of me, but I know the book well. Andrew, thanks again for being here. Let's get into some of the internals of the economy that we're looking at right now.
Sure.
The U.S. economy has one advantage in that we're increasingly self-sufficient, especially since we've been energy independent. We're increasingly self-sufficient in a lot of ways. That Europe doesn't have the advantage of being, Russia doesn't have, even China. We've proven that China didn't have the ability to be as self-sufficient as they wish they were. And so as some of the global economy is slowing a little bit, seemingly slowing a little bit, at least, the U.S. seems to be hanging in there. We've seen this before, haven't we? We've seen this movie before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I think, you know, if you begin adding up Brexit, Korea, China, Venezuela, I mean,
right,
there's a lot going on around the world. But you're right. We tend to poke our nose in a lot of stuff lately just because we are still the United States, but not because we absolutely have to have, you know, a bigger relationship with country X. And that does put us in a good negotiating position. But, you know, I think as it's clear, and we've talked about this on previous shows, that the global economy is part of the small business economy. You want to at least be neutral to a lot of these opportunities, if not take advantage of them. I don't think we should become too insular, but at the same time, you're right. We have 350 million consumers and a robust internal economy, and there are probably a lot of America's small businesses that say, hey, I can keep myself very busy just doing business right here.
Well, I think I
get that, and I accept it.
One of the things that I'd like to point out about we've got these challenges. You mentioned them. We still don't know what's going to happen to Brexit. We don't know how that's going to upset things. China is at the table. I mean, even though they're struggling a little bit, they're at the table. I mean, that's huge. The fact that they're at the table as we speak, talking about how to reset our relationship. Venezuela is a basket case, but the good news about it is it's the socialism movie that we shouldn't have to make again here in America. There's good news in that part. That's the way I see it. But the thing that I think we need to point out here, Andrew, is we're at a unique time, I think, in my lifetime in America to take our success and leverage it with people who would not play well with others to the advantage of the world. And I think the trade negotiations that are going on right now with China, I think if those things are successful, I think we'll look back 50 years from now and say that was a very momentous time in global relationships. And I don't think we have seen the economic potential that can happen on the other side of those successes, if that happens. I don't think we've ever seen that before. What do you think?
I think if we get a balanced trade deal with China, and I know that, you know, everybody in the government's working hard towards it, no matter what your politics are, you know, this could be a real breakthrough accomplishment for this administration. It's going to open up lots and lots of opportunity, lots of doors, especially for small, mid-sized enterprises, as well as big companies, not, you know, it's going to be across the board. I guess where I get a little worried, Jim, is, you know, I'm turning on the CNNs lately. I'm listening to the rhetoric of some of the early candidates for 2020. And even though you're right, I mean, some of these governmental models have failed around the world and we should be getting validation, you know, some of our own candidates are espousing views that sound awfully Venezuelan to me. And it concerns me.
How can they have any credibility? How do they have any credibility, Andrew? When we're watching Venezuela, Venezuela wasn't liberal. They were socialists and dictatorship.
Yep.
How would we watch that and want any of that here? I don't understand it.
No, that's the same question I've been asking, and yet these candidates are out there and they're raising money and they're getting supporters. And so, you know, when I look at the economic forecast, because I may be here in D.C., but I'm not a real political animal. I'm only paying attention to politics, you know, not at the Karen Kerrigan kind of level.
Right.
I'm paying attention to politics only because I'm looking at its impact on the economic forecast for small and entrepreneurial companies and fighting like you are to make sure that, you know, you're at least at neutral, and it would be sure nice if the government would do something that would be supportive.
Right.
So that's all. I do think that, you know, we're in an era of more divisiveness than we should have at a lot of different levels, which I talked about in the crisis of disengagement.
But don't you believe that a successful trade deal could do more to stifle that kind of baloney than anything because of the – but I'm telling you, if we sign a trade deal that has real substantial specifications and teeth, I think this economy will leave the ground. I think it will leap off the ground. What do you think?
Yep. I think it will definitely be one of the catalysts. And going back to our original question at the top of the – at the bottom of the hour – if a trade deal gets in place, I think that's a signal that this baseball game's heading extra innings. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That's well said. We come back, Andrew's going to talk about what you and I can do in our businesses to take advantage of whatever comes next. Tintail, Andrew Sherman and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.